This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
They are firmly entrenched in the playoff picture. You want them to get up to 4 or 5 because that 4 or 5 matchup a lot better than, of course, being 7, 8, 9, or 10 where it's a play-in game, and then the 6 seed's probably going to face the Milwaukee Bucks. You'd like to avoid that as well. So getting that 4 or 5 seed, obviously 4 would be better, but winning 6 in a row, not falling off in the second half of the season, not having Julius Randle hit a wall, not having R.J. Barrett hit a wall, surviving the Mitchell Robinson injury and continuing to churn. It really is great. And then you've got guys like Zion Williamson talking about how cool it is to play in New York and talking glowingly about it. Now, I know guys have in the past, and LeBron said it, and Kobe has said it, and other guys. But for the first time ever, do I feel like one of these guys is talking about playing in New York and actually would want to be a Knick at one point? And we've got a couple years for that. But this is all we wanted. We wanted that stink to leave the organization. You wanted them to be looked at by the rest of the league in a different way and not a place where stars go to die, but rather stars go to thrive. And finally, I believe that we have that right now, and it's going to continue. They're not going to fall off the face of the earth, and they got a homestand now where they're going to continue to build and build and build. It's been one of my favorite Knicks seasons of my life just because they were so dead and now they're so alive and the energy is back. I don't know where it's going to go from here, but it's just so much fun.
It's too bad you weren't at Snappy Hour pumping up your chest.
I was a year off.
You were a year off.
I was a year off. The Knick team that I expected last year is this year's team. Right. But I could smell it, damn it.
Well, you know, two things that I think you have to take into account. One would be Leon Rose being hired as the president of the Knicks and running the Knicks. Two, him hiring Tom Thibodeau and giving the Knicks a legitimate coach who has lineage here and goes back to the years where there was pride on the basketball court and they did play defense. And then you also have a superstar that took the offseason, the 9 months that they didn't play, and basically worked on his game, worked on his body, and came back. And now I thought Friday night was like their signature win of the season. That was a big win down in Dallas. And that's his hometown. That's that's where
Julius Randle's
from. And he had a great game against the Mavericks. And that I remember we talked about it last week. If they got that game and they were able to continue this, now you have this 5-game homestand coming off of yesterday's home game against the Pelicans. Now, you got to keep it going. You got to keep the pedal to the metal. And Derrick Rose was great yesterday, which is good. And he was an add-on. And they got rid of some of the guys that weren't playing. And like you said, this group is the one that deserves to go all the way to the playoffs. And they didn't mess with it. So I give them credit because, there could have been in past years, it would have been like, oh, let's go get an aging superstar because we have money available and we just have to get a guy. And they didn't do it to this team, which I really kind of appreciate, and I hope the players appreciate it.
And at one point that was being questioned because they dropped a couple games below 500. You saw some of these other teams playing better, like the Celtics, and you said, man, maybe they should have added. Maybe that was not the right move. But then ever since then, they've won 6 in a row.
And they basically paid off Leon Rose. They paid off Scott Perry. They paid off, Tom Thibodeau by doing everything that they're doing. And again, see, this is like for 10 years we've been just blistering the Knicks because of the way that they played and the results. I mean, that's why the Yankees are getting blistered right now. because of the way they're playing, the results, the amount of money that that is put into the team, and it's not showing. It's not showing in wins and losses. It's not showing in hustle. And we've seen that for 10 years here. And now finally, led by Julius Randle and by the emergence of R.J. Barrett, a couple of older guys that they went out and picked up, brought in here, and next thing you know, you got yourself a playoff team. So you appreciate watching it. That's the way I look at it.
Sure. I mean, 6-game win streak.
And how about this one? So yesterday, I know you didn't watch it. I know you didn't see it, and nobody really cares. But it's an interesting story. So Alexander Georgiev is playing goalie for the Rangers. Right in the middle of the game, his knee locks up on him. So they have to take him off the ice. He could barely put any weight on it. They take him into the training room, and they pop the knee back in.
Popped it back in.
I get
dislocation.
It sounds like it, or something that has happened to him before.
Okay,
and it's a weird thing. And they pop it back in, and then he comes out and plays the next period.
What a tough guy.
The hockey players.
Yeah, they
maniacs.
Then he spit out.
I'm sure he has a contusion or two too. You know, because he does get hit with pucks.
Right.
But he's still out there on the ice, and they end up taking 4 from the Devils, which they should have, because the Devils are just horrific right now, and they're just. They're rebuilding and they're a mess, and you could see it. And they fought back the last couple of games, but they won 4. I don't know if the Rangers will make it to the playoffs simply because the Bruins are getting better and better and better, and they still have 2 games in hand. But man, the Knicks and the Rangers are playing great. The Mets have now, you know, gotten their act together. Diaz has gotten his act together. Stroman's pitching great. DeGrom is just doing DeGrom stuff, and they still haven't really hit yet. They're like kind of like the Yankees.
Sure,
they've been stuck in neutral.
Yeah,
but they're winning. And they're winning because they're playing winning baseball on the field. They're making plays. And they have a strikeout, throwout, double play to win the game. When was the last time a Met team did that?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's probably got that answer somewhere, but that was pretty cool. And then Lindor's reaction, too, at the end of it. All right, let's go to Jim, who's in Rocky Point. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Jim, what do you got, happening?
I just wanted to ask you guys, you think if the Knicks catch, like, I don't know, Atlanta, maybe Boston, who's coming on a little strong right now, or Charlotte in the first round, second round, do you think they can make, like, a first round win,
yes.
Maybe even get into the second round and be competitive?
Yes, I believe they can. And I just like the whole vibe of the team.
The dream would be for the Knicks to get the 4 seed and have the Hawks have the 5 seed. That would be the perfect scenario for them to win around.
Just to me, again, I go back to the way the team is structured, how they're playing alongside of each other, and you could see, you know, the high five. All that stuff comes with winning. That's big. You don't see that with the Yankees right now.
No.
Like, you're not seeing any of that. There's no smiles with the Yankees. Losing has that effect on teams. And, you know, when teams start winning and coming together like the Knicks are right now, oh, there's harmony in the locker room. We love each other. My guys are fighting for us. You know, like, you hear all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what winning does, because winning is the elixir to all the crap that you deal with.
Very true. So, yeah, get the 4 or 5 seed. That's what you want. If you faced off against Atlanta in that situation, I think that'd be the best case for them to win a round. But, you know, even if it's a 4 or 5 matchup and you end up having the Celtics, even though they're playing a hell of a lot better, that would be a tough series for sure, but
that would be a great series.
I still think it would be a winnable one for them because they've had their struggles this year. But you know, you want to avoid those play-in seeds for sure, and I think you also want to avoid the 6th seed if you can.
And the nice thing about the Knicks now, they do have a mix of grizzled veterans that can handle playoff basketball, because they'll find out. You know, R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley and these guys will find out pretty quick just what playoff basketball is like and how different it is.
I mean, and I know that's it's sort of a, you know, cliche, but I mean, to get some of these young players into that environment,
sure,
and what that does for them.
Well, that you know, that's what the Rangers keep talking about. Like, right now for them, this is their playoff push, so every game is really, really important, starting with the Islanders on Tuesday night. So you want this kind of pressure, and you want to see how the young players react to it, especially your goalies, especially your young defensemen. And you want to see how that, you know, is going to transpire as they move forward and they get used to doing these things. So, I don't know. For both teams over there, it's just great. Both teams are flying right now. Both teams are really, you know, going great. And it's just, it feels, I'm not saying it feels like 94, but 94 was unbelievable.
Oh, all right. That's where we got to pump our brakes here.
But I felt like, you know, in 94, I wish I was on the radio, because every single day there was a new story.
And we have
both teams.
We haven't experienced that since. I mean, You had, obviously, a run to the Stanley Cup final with the Rangers since then. But you haven't had the Knicks and the Rangers good at the same time.
Right, we had the Knicks in the final that year, too, which is unbelievable.
Well, of course, in 94, But I'm talking about having both of those teams good again at the same time.
Just imagine me, okay? I'm at Game 7 in Houston with the Knicks. That's how much of a fan that team I was.
Of course. We all were. I mean, that's what made me...
And then, like, you know, like the last 10 years have just taken it out of me.
It's been more than that, hasn't it?
I feel like it's been more than that ever since I've been here.
I mean, so I never took that Carmelo team seriously because, you know, you had LeBron and D-Wade and Bosch and Miami. They just were never that good. I mean, the last real Knicks team that I remember, you know, was them...
99?
Yeah, going to the finals in that year in the LJ...
Spree.
Four-point play, yeah. That's damn right.
Yeah.
With the LJ. Okay, Boomer and Gio.
You and I were at that game.
Yeah, I know. I was there with another fan employee, believe it or not.
That was the last basketball game, NBA game, I think, that Gunner has ever watched.
That was the last one?
And he was with me, yes.
1994?
Yeah.
You know, I went to that game with a WFAN employee, and neither one of us at that time knew that we were going to work at the fan.
Was it Sal?
No, Brian Riscona. Brian, me and him went to high school together. We were big Knicks fans, and we were at that game. I remember hugging strangers in that garden that night. I mean, probably something I would never do again is hug a stranger, but I definitely did it that day.
I don't know if your Vikings are in the Super Bowl, and I end up getting you tickets, and you may end up hug a Viking fan or two.
Maybe.
Would that be bigger for you, or a Knick victory be bigger for you? Knick championship.
It would, for the Knicks, would it be bigger because I'd be here on the air to talk about it with the fans.
Right.
That's the thing. That would make it better, you know, to celebrate it with the audience. Because the Vikings, it's sort of just nobody's going to care here if they win. You know, it would be a nice personal moment for me. But to be able to talk about a run up to a Knicks championship on the radio, I mean, that's the dream come true.
Was it 2 years ago that you got dressed up in all the Viking stuff?
Probably. It was the Minneapolis Miracle season.
Yes.
So it was 2018 football season.
3 years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Two and a half now.
I still have that hat. That's the warmest hat I own.
I know. It's awesome.
That one with the big flaps that you got me.
Yeah, of course.
That thing is tremendous.
Well, it's probably Swedish or Norwegian.
It has to be.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's going on, Jerry?
All right, guys, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And right now, nobody is beating your New York Knickerbockers. They made it six in a row on Sunday. They get the game-tying three from Reggie Bullock to essentially get the game to overtime. Made a good defensive play at the other end as well. And then in overtime, they put away New Orleans.
Knicks lead by two in overtime. Randle for the Noel slam.
Synergy. Energy now by these Knicks dishing and swishing.
And that, of course.
Synergy, energy, and swishing and dishing. Even Clyde's into it, man.
Kenny and Clyde on MSG. The final score, 122-112. Aside from Boston, who I also believe has won six in a row, the Knicks have the biggest winning streak right now in the league. It's six straight. They're now 31-27 on the season. First things first, that play with Bullock that we talked about that tied the game. The Pelicans could have used a foul, didn't, and they could have also guarded the three-point line. They didn't. Derrick Rose made it happen with his drive and dish.
Hey, would you say that the coach made a dumbass move by not fouling?
Well, he didn't. The players did, which I'll get to in a second.
Were they told to foul?
Yes.
And they didn't?
Correct. Here was Rose first on MSG about breaking down that play.
I thought about shooting it at first, but I saw Reg in the corner. I think Lonzo was sticking him. He hedged towards me a little bit with my hesitation, and I delivered the ball on the spot. And Reg, he's a great shooter, so we got it done.
So first things
Is there a bigger transformation than Derrick Rose as a Knick?
23 off the bench, outstanding
when he was first
yesterday.
When he was first here compared to where he is now.
Sure. I mean, think about it. R.J. Barrett from last year to this year, Julius Randle from last year to this year, Derrick Rose from his first stint as a Knick to now. There's a lot of it going on.
Sounds completely different. Whatever Thibodeau has with these guys, it obviously is working.
So a couple of things from the New Orleans side. I will get you the audio in terms of what they did or didn't do at the end because I was trying to get to the Zion stuff first. I will give you Van Gundy being just brutally frustrated with the fact that they completely screwed up that final sequence.
Tonight's as frustrated as I've been because tonight's simple. Nobody had to make a play. You know, you didn't have to make a play, make a shot, make a pass. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to do what the hell you were supposed to do.
And to your point, Boomer, they asked Zion Williamson if they were instructed to foul, and Williamson said yes, and we had a lack of concentration coming out of the timeout. So you had that. Here was Zion when asked what it was like playing at the Garden, now as a pro. Of course, he did it in college, but now as a professional.
I'm glad you asked that, actually.
And before I go further, just imagine a giant smile he's answering
and
this
question. And he leans back and he smiles from ear to ear. Glad you asked that.
Go
ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, maybe he remembers the 6 months that we were all over him.
Maybe.
Maybe. Here's his answer.
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I mean, New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here.
He says,
"Get him here!"
Just awesome.
Get him here makes a ton of sense.
Gotta get him here.
Fly onto
the
Knicks.
I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
That's good. Don't lie to us because we want you.
Well, you are lying. Favorite place to play. You're just saying New Orleans is because you're there. And it
he loves Smoothie King.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
it's
Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, that too. Yep.
Well, I'll get you more Van Gundy for next hour because he really was less than pleased. See if I can find this one that I did. There's one other one here.
This is a killer for an NBA basketball coach to go this route.
Today, simple. High school guys could have executed down the stretch. The 7.8 seconds, high school guys could have done what they were supposed to do.
Now, remember, this is also the guy that killed Dwight Howard. And then 5 minutes later, Howard showed up, and they were best buds.
Oh, that's one of the great clips.
That was uncomfortable.
Yeah. But also remember that, you know, is this what you want Aaron Boone doing to the Yankees? There is no way.
Well, not to
you
the media.
But I'm saying that I think some Yankee fans would like to see more fire. But, for a 162-game season, or in this case a 72-game season, can't do this.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you equate it baseball-wise? Maybe you're down a run, one out in the ninth inning, and the guy at third forgets to tag up?
Or maybe the guy at second hesitates, and then the guy on first gets caught in a rundown and gets tagged out.
Yeah.
You know, it's base running, it's fielding, it's hitting the cutoff guy as opposed to throwing the ball to the pitcher.
I mean, tag up because you're probably told right then and there by your third base coach what you should be doing. And Zion was pretty adamant. Like, we just forgot what he just told us.
How about trying to steal third and getting thrown out of third and ending the game when you're the tying run?
Yeah. How do you forget what he just told you out of the timeout?
The question was, and I'll get it for next hour, the question was, were you instructed to do what coach is telling us that you were supposed to do? And he goes, yeah. He goes, we have a problem with losing focus coming out of timeouts.
Yeah, you know what they really have is a problem of listening to the coach.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
That's the big problem.
He's lost them. He's lost the locker room.
He just got here.
It's over now. He's already lost them.
I guess I don't know if he thinks what he is doing is tough love in the public space. Well, but that's not going to work in this. It's just not going to work in this day and age.
I will tell you, you look at their roster, they should be a lot better than they are. And listening to that, and who knows? I'm not watching the Pelicans ever. But I guess this is a trend with them that they basically blow leads in the final 2 minutes of almost every game.
Yeah.
So, a lot of frustration. Meantime, the Nets played the Heat. They lost Kevin Durant to a thigh contusion. Of course they did.
How many weeks he's out?
17.
It's becoming 17.
They want to make sure he's ready for opening day. Boomer, I don't know.
Yeah,
come on.
I know anything about his thigh condition.
You did a whole over under on Aaron Judge when he had his sore left side.
I did, yeah.
So why can't we get an over under on a contusion?
He'll be back in a week. 1 week. So the over-under is...
I would sign up for that right now.
The over-under is 6.5 days.
6.5 days, and what do they got, about 3 games in those days, maybe?
That's probably about right, I would say. I'd have to look, but I would say so.
I mean, how deep's the contusion?
You know, I don't know how deep the contusion is.
Now, he does not have thick legs. Like, you have thick legs.
He has Al legs. He's got bony legs.
Some bitch. He's got like Al Duke's legs.
Yeah.
Like bird legs.
My legs aren't as thick as you think. Although I am wearing for the first time, apparently it's a new trend. Now the relaxed fit jeans are back.
Oh, I love those.
So Flag and Anthem sent me those. And I'm not sure if I'm... They're great, obviously, but I don't know if that's my style of jeans.
They're good for thick guys like us, G, I promise you.
Yeah, I don't know if I can...
Baggy jeans are back in, huh?
Yeah, relaxed fit. Yeah.
Let me see. It's been up.
Stand up. Let me see that body.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, nah, you see, I don't like those. Yeah.
You look good.
I mean, you know what they are? They're like dad jeans. My man Theo tells me over at CBS, why are you wearing your dad jeans? I was like, yeah. Hey, you know what? I feel like you're harassing me at the workplace.
I mean, I was a pair of New Balance away from being all dad yesterday. I had a Champion hooded sweatshirt on.
Yes.
These relaxed fit jeans I put on for the first time. And all I needed was a pair of white New Balance.
And you were ready to go.
And like a phone clip on my belt.
And look at you. Oh, man. You're so dad.
Yeah. But what'd you think, Al? What'd you think? Though.
They look a little big.
They are big, right?
Yeah, I know. So,
but I'm a skinny jean guy.
So am I, but I feel like they're out.
My jeans look all right.
Yeah, those look fine.
Yeah, they look fine. I mean,
like, they're relaxed, but not too relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, you have like baggy jeans on. If you had your ass hanging out and you're walking down on the beach and you're smoking some weed, I'd be like, all right, there he is.
There he is.
You'd like be one of my surfing buddies.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And again, on the LIE again last night, weed coming into my car.
Really?
Smelling it. Yeah.
How close are you getting
to these cars?
On the LIE?
Yes.
Well, there is this thing going on right now where no matter where you walk, no matter where you are, all you do is smell weed.
It's unbelievable, really. I mean, look, nobody's going to stop any of this, but I'm just telling you, it's just like, again, on the LIE, and then, you know, you have to hit your circulation button.
I'm surprised that you're smelling weed while driving on the highway.
It's
I can understand
that,
in the tunnel,
so
but
obviously a couple people in front of me are smoking it or whatever.
They're blowing it right out in your face.
Well, they're blowing it out their window and it's coming right into my...
It's kind of like when the car ahead of you, they clean their windshield and you get the spray on your windshield.
Yeah, something like that.
Now they're blowing the weed smoke right at you.
Do you ever smell cigarettes when you were driving on the LA?
Yes.
Wow. I don't have that experience. I've never had that experience.
I do.
Well,
sucks.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
Are you a weed smoker, Greg?
No, I haven't in a long time because of my asthma. But I smoked plenty of weed back in the day. But I don't do it now. That's why I'm hoping for edibles to be legal soon because I
thought they are legal.
Not yet. Not in New York.
Well, how does everybody get them then?
Oh, because everybody does everything illegally.
Nobody gives a crap.
Right.
But, no, like I understand that getting the weed illegally because people grow it. But how are you getting edibles illegally?
Because Al says there's no more rules.
Yeah, I mean...
Right, Al?
And people can make their own cookies and stuff. They could do that.
There's no more rules, Jerry. You can do whatever you want.
No rules.
I know. I guess when I say edibles, I think about the packaged gummies and things like that. Anyway, the Nets lost 109-107.
Yeah, what did dogs' kids give them?
Those were the edibles.
Yeah, but I think they were gummies, I think. Yeah. I don't know where to get. I don't know.
I'm going to get you some gummies.
True story?
Yes, you said it.
No, don't do that because it's illegal. I don't want you getting in trouble.
That we know that I'm sure I'll get a text or something. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of gummies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You got a gummy guy? I'll get you a gummy guy.
No, I don't want to put myself in that position where New York has not made it legal yet. I don't want to do that because that's the last thing I need. It's like something to go down for something stupid like that.
Yeah, that would really be stupid.
Weed gummy bears, you know? Well, it'll be legal soon enough, you know? So, no, I'm good, you know?
Nets will play New Orleans.
Now we're going to get all the legal weed calls now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Weed.
I pretty much have a handle on what is legal and non-legal. I mean, I don't think we need the weed people to come out.
What would be the reason that you'd be smoking weed and driving?
That I don't get. I would not condone that at all.
Right, and there's no test for the THC. Hold on. Luke in Bellport, one of my favorite hometowns. Luke, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Listen, my wife and I have been experiencing the whole weed through the car situation for quite some time now.
Yeah, I know. It's been going on for quite a bit, whether you're on Sunrise Highway or you're on LIE, you're on Montauk Highway or Merrick Road. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, especially out in Suffolk. I'm not going to say where it was, but it was gotten so bad to where we were that we actually moved to a completely different town because of it.
What? Wow. Just tell us where it was. Well, who cares?
Well, we were in Holbrook.
Okay.
And literally our neighbors next door were smoking in their house, and somehow it went through our ventilation system into our house. And at the time, I had a one-year-old, and it just became to the point, it got to the point where she just, I can't live here anymore.
So you got up and you moved to Bellport?
No, we moved to Smithtown.
Oh, okay. But you're calling from Bellport?
Yeah.
Did they swing in Smithtown?
Did they what?
Swing.
Damn it, I forgot. I got something.
No, only in Sable, not Smith.
Yeah, no, and that's it's a total rumor, although.
Right, okay. Thanks, Luke.
No problem.
I totally forgot to bring this in today, but I got mailed something. In the mail.
Yeah, it was
Swingers Club?
A pineapple door knocker.
From a stranger.
From a stranger. Oh, somebody's trying to.
Did they invite you?
No, they didn't. It just showed up in a box. How
is
freaky
it a,
is that?
Is it a marital aid?
Oh, no.
It's a pineapple door
so
knocker.
So the two things that they said indicate swingers are red Adirondack chairs on the front lawn and a pineapple door knocker. So a package shows up in a little box. And I'll bring it in tomorrow. Package shows up in a little box. I open it up. In it is a pineapple door knocker.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yeah.
And no return address?
No.
Maybe it's from your JV football coach behind you.
No.
But it has to be red Adirondack? I thought it was just two of the same color on your front lawn.
I thought it was red.
I thought it was red, but maybe two of the same color.
I'm looking for Adirondack chairs, though.
Jerry,
come on in.
Jerry, you into swinging?
I am not.
Okay.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that. I just started laughing my ass off. I don't know who did it or whatever, but it was hilarious. I'll bring it in tomorrow just to show you I'm not lying.
Rays beat the Yankees 4-2. Yankees got swept over the weekend. They're a league worst or close to league worst. They're 5-10. They've lost five in a row. Ryan Yarbrough didn't start, but he did go five innings for the win. Garrett called the loss. He allowed three runs, two earned, over 6 1/3. He did strike out 10, and yet he tells us he wasn't good enough.
Tough to keep guys on the defensive when you're constantly falling behind, and there was just too much loss of leverage for that.
Too much loss of leverage. Could changes come for this sagging team, Aaron Boone?
There'll probably be some more opportunities from guys that maybe haven't been playing as much.
Yep, we'll see. Yankees get the Braves tomorrow night. Jay Bruce did announce his retirement. We found out before the game that was going to be his last game. Just quickly, LeMahieu, Judge, Hicks, Torres, Odor, and Frazier, a combined 1-for-20. On Sunday. Not a good way to win games. Marcus Stroman was outstanding. Mets beat the Rockies 2-1. Stroman in Coors Field. 8 innings, 3-hit ball. He allowed just a run. He's now 3-0 on the season. Edwin Diaz the save. And you had Jeff McNeil driving in a run with a ground out. J.D. Davis an RBI single. Here was Luis Rojas. Stroman, this is what we expect.
I mean, when he came in, he was very impressive. Obviously, to get him to know him from a you know, from physically and being and to see him repeatedly start to start, we got to know the stuff and how special he was.
And he also made that great play as CBS Sports Network just played it for you on TV, going behind the back and then pretty much just rolling the ball over to first. Mets Cubs tomorrow, that'll be in Chicago. Last night, the Cubs lost big to the Braves, 13-4. Ronald Acuna Jr., though, for Atlanta, left the game with an abdominal strain. Also, the White Sox take two from the Red Sox, 5-1 and 3-2. The Blue Jays did lose, and the Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-2. Twins ace today postponed for COVID-19 contact tracing within the Twins organization. And I know I'm out of time, but I do want to play this. Devils were down. They came back, tied the Rangers, and the Rangers took the lead right back in the third.
Zibanejad scores! On his birthday!
Oh.
Mika Zibanejad!
Everybody's scoring on
their
birthday.
Isn't that something?
I like that.
So you were telling me about Buchnevich, and now Mika. And they would add an empty netter, and the Rangers wound up winning 5-3 as they sweep that four-game set. Alex Lafreniere scored, and Kradzoff scored his first.
How about that? All the young kids getting involved.
That's exactly right. Rangers still 4 points behind Boston, though, because Boston beat Washington yesterday. And the Islanders shut out the Flyers in overtime, 1-0. The goal from Nick Leddy, Elias Sorokin, 30 saves. All three local hockey teams off tonight. Rangers, Islanders tomorrow, Devils and Pittsburgh tomorrow. And this past Saturday night, Sharks forward Patrick Marleau tied Gordie Howe's record of 1,767 NHL games played.
Oh, you know what? I smell it too.
Yeah.
Sports Minute.
Sports Minute on Patrick Marleau.
Sports Minute
definitely
is in the air.
It's coming, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jerry.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Boomer's been showing me his bike path route in the break, and it's gone on for like 7 minutes because you rode 70 miles.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. But I have to tell you that whole Massapequa Preserve, Bethpage State Park, whole bike area that goes all the way down to the Sunrise Highway from all the way up in Woodbury where I started. I think it's Woodbury and Sunnyside Boulevard where they intersect is where the bike path starts. It's unbelievable how beautiful it is in there.
Yeah.
It really is. And just how many people are out just walking around, walking their dogs, and that whole preserve area. There's a bunch of lakes in there. There's all sort of waterfowl
like
swans and
egrets
and everything.
Swans, ducks, egrets,
it's like
great,
I don't
blue
know,
herons,
like, and I'm in Massapequa,
right, where you
and inside Wantagh and Seaford and
Wantagh, Seaford, so Massapequa.
I did ride through a little part of it. I'm assuming it's North Seaford. I'm thinking it was like Dormer City. You know how everybody gets a dormer?
Sure, a dormer.
So there's a lot of dormers.
Okay.
So a lot of dormers, so a lot of PVC fencing.
Naturally.
Made me feel at home.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Inspired you to keep going. Get to that 69 miles on your 60th birthday that you didn't even want to do 69 miles.
Right, but I will say that Ocean Parkway Greenway, they do a fabulous job with that.
Yeah.
Like I told you earlier this morning. Tax money well spent.
Okay, very good.
Finally, the dips up in Albany figured it out, and they got it right.
The dips up there getting it done.
Or the slaps, whatever you want to call them.
Slaps and dips.
Yes.
Let's go to Mike at East Islip. What's up, Mike? Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What's happening, Mikey?
Listen, two things real quick. Gio, nobody cares about basketball. Talk for me, okay?
Yeah.
Getting back to the Yankees now. I'm a huge Yankee fan, but I haven't watched the Yankees all year. I love hearing you guys in the morning talk about how the Yankees are getting crushed, their demise. I love hearing.
And you're a Yankee fan?
Yeah, but with all the stuff going on, Boomer, I won't watch anymore. I'll get to that. I love coming in hearing you guys tell me Sanchez was 0-for-3, or Giancarlo Stanton pulled a hamstring walking out to the batter's circle, something like that. I'm thinking if the Yankees did more time practicing baseball and doing what they're paid to do instead of protesting, doing all this other stuff, maybe they would find a way to win a game. What do you guys think?
All right, Mike, I know where you're going with it and everything else, especially with Aaron Hicks taking the day off because of what happened up in Minneapolis. Hey, look, man, we're in a world where things are upside down, and everybody's going to be feeling this a little bit differently. You know, the guys want to win. I know that. They're not being distracted. Maybe Aaron is because he started with the Minnesota Twins. I don't know. And he had a horrendous day yesterday, and his batting average is below 200, so it's not great. I hate that we have to intersperse sports and politics and all of this stuff. The players now feel like they are empowered to do so. I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, you just got to hope that reality sets in and people realize that they have a job to do and they have to do it.
Well, we're going to see more sports reaction to what's going on in the world coming up this week, most likely. So depending on how things go with the verdict out in Minnesota with the Derek Chauvin trial and you know where that goes, you're going to see teams react. So, I mean, I don't – and leagues react, too.
Leagues react, too. And you know, and you'll see people in the streets, whether they're here or in Minneapolis or anywhere else. What you hope is you don't want to put the cops in a bad situation. You don't want to have to incite anybody. You don't want looting. You don't want firebombing. You don't want Molotov cocktails. You know, you don't want to already make it hard enough, a job hard enough on these people that, leave their homes every single day not knowing whether they're coming back. That's how bad it's gotten for the cops.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's been lots of prep, lots of talk about this week in New York and what to expect.
And here's the truth. You know, I talked to an NYPD guy yesterday. Great guy, really into his job, loves his job, wants to be a part of the community. Talks about where he was based. I'm not going to say where he is based. And he was saying how, you know, the community really wants the cops in there. They want them in there. They want safety. They, you know, parents want to take their kids to playgrounds and parks, just like I saw yesterday at Cedar Creek. It was great. But he was saying 12-hour shifts, no vacations, maybe until September, and they're going to be on high alert. And if you're a family member of one of these cops that has to wake up today, that put on the blue uniform to protect all of us, you know, you're praying to God that that person comes back home. And that's the thing that really sucks, because their families all know when they leave that they're going into something, you know, and it could happen any day.
Sure.
Now with this powder keg in Minneapolis, it could get really bad.
Yeah.
And you just pray to God that it doesn't and cooler heads prevail. And the politicians in this city stand up for the people who are protecting this city. That's what they need.
Well, there hasn't been enough support there, unfortunately, from the leaders in the city.
Go ask the moms who have kids who want to take their kids to a local playground, want to take their kids shopping, want to take their kids to music class, want to take their kids to school. Why don't you go ask them and see what they think and what they feel? Because we all know what they feel. They want safety. They want to feel like they can go out of their apartments, their homes, and they can go and play, you know, the playgrounds and play with hundreds of kids.
Yeah. Quickly, Brian in Smithtown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
All right. What's up, man? Happening, Brian?
I'm a detective in New York. I'd rather not say where because of what's going on in the world. But I agree with that last caller. I'm a huge Yankee fan. And I'm so upset about what's going on. And my big point is, when is the last time any of these leagues shut down or postponed games because a cop got killed?
Well, Brian,
there was a cop that was executed out in New Mexico. Yeah. Nothing from any of the leagues.
All right, so let me say this, terrible. Brian. I know it bothers you, and it bothers all my friends who are on the force, and I know Gio has a number of friends. You know, we have a uniform in our studio here that represents three officers that were executed, basically on the streets.
Yeah, their names, their initials are on a
patch.
And
that will never leave this studio. And know this, that the Silver Shield Foundation that was founded by George Steinbrenner, the Yankees, was a huge supporter of that event and gave us Yankee Stadium, Craig and I, Yankee Stadium. And all those celebrities and everybody showed up because of those cops. So I know that the overwhelming media is negative for whatever reason. They have to split us for whatever reason. Maybe it's to sell papers or for ratings or whatever it is. But we understand and we know the sacrifices that all you guys go through that put on the blue, and you know, we're with you, and we just hope that this doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, it sounds like the last two callers sound exactly like a friend of mine is a humongous Yankees fan, is having problems because he's a police officer.
But Yankee fans have to know that the Silver Shield Foundation is handled by the Steinbrenner family.
Right.
So
I don't know how many you have to try to
separate. You have to.
It's hard for people though, man.
I know it is, and I know that, you know, I don't support Rob Manfred's decision to move the All-Star game. Everybody knows that. I think that really stinks, and I think that really just hurts the people down there in Atlanta and all the businesses that were looking forward to the $100 million influx into that city.
For sure.
Because of it. So stupid when you think about it and how that whole thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just hope cooler heads prevail and people are smart about what they're doing. If they're going to protest, protest. But just do it without Molotov cocktails. Don't try to engage cops. You know, everybody's going to be out there with their cameras and their videos trying to snatch a cop.
Listen, I'm going to hope for the best, but
well, reality sets in. If we have to go through what we went through last summer, it's going to get ugly and uglier. And you just hope that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. And we weren't coming in here during the summer when that was happening. We are coming in here now, you know, where.
Well, so, I was coming in August.
Well, come on. No, during the height of it, it was mainly Eddie.
By August, it was done.
It was like, yeah. Eddie, you were here a lot.
Eddie was
here. I was here. Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
You know, that was the first time you've ever told me you were scared of anything, was during that. I've never heard you say that. So hopefully this week we don't have a repeat situation.
What I'd like to see is some balls from some politicians standing up and saying, look, this is the way it's going to be.
Don't hold your breath.
You know, if you're on protest, fine. If you start looting and you start burning down businesses and start breaking into places, then we have problems.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.